You're listening to Bad Trip, the true crime and other weird shit podcast where two sisters take you on a wild ride through some of the world's most fucked up places. Each episode, we journey to a new location and explore its sordid past, creepiest urban legends, and landmarks you won't find in the guidebooks. So buckle up, because it's about to be a bad trip.
We interrupt this program because the civil authorities have issued a contagious disease warning.
911, where is your emergency?
The U.S. Navy has finally acknowledged that videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air are real.
Initially, many thought the pops they heard were fireworks associated with the show, but soon it became obvious that this was an attack.
Hello, hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome back to Bad Trip.
Here we are again, probably only like 3 days later, because last week was rough.
It was. Oh, Taylor just produced lip balm out of her pocket.
I forgot my like PJ shorts and pockets. Shauna just asked if I had chapstick. I was like, oh, no, sorry, which is weird because I normally do.
This is Blistex, so it's different.
Well, it's.
No, I'm just kidding.
I was like,
It's perfect. Now you can hear my juicy lips in the mic.
Ew, I hate that. But also, I kind of love it.
So I'm Shauna.
Oh, yeah. I am Taylor.
Are you?
Taylor.
Okay. I call her that sometimes. I say, Taylor.
It's true. I answer.
But what do you call me that?
Nonners.
Oh, my God.
It's like my favorite. I called her that when I was little. Why did I do that?
Because it made me mad.
Really? Didn't you get it on a sweatshirt?
No.
In my mind, you had it on a sweatshirt.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about, but I can't remember what it said, but it wasn't nonners.
But it was orange, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was, I almost want to say like sparky, but it wasn't sparky. Spiffy.
No.
Becca might know. Anyway.
Becca, does she listen? Tell us.
Anyway, so we today are back in Utah, and this is our final episode in the state of Utah. We're going to be bringing you some wacky headlines.
The wackiest.
Once again, we scoured the entire internet, the entire archives of the world, and these are the four wackiest headlines that have ever existed in Utah, period.
Yeah, I literally went like cave diving and read old ancient like hieroglyphics and shit like that.
She was up in Montezuma's cave.
Up and down.
Up and all around in the cave of Montezuma.
Yes. Oh my God. So Sean is going to give a disclaimer before we start.
Oh yeah. Okay. So this is a true crime podcast. This is one of our sillier episodes, but there will still be some like serious themes and stuff like that. But we're going to joke around and swear, probably go on tangents, just be kind of annoying. So if that's not your thing, we totally understand.
We're just going to be kind of annoying.
Just like, you know, moderately annoying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you like that, if you like to be annoyed, keep listening.
Yeah. This is for you. Hi, welcome. Anyways,
like if you're going to listen after that disclaimer and you don't like us, that's your own fault.
I mean, everything's your own fault if you don't like it. No, that's not true. I don't think that's true.
All of a sudden, Taylor's like a libertarian. It's all about the individual. Anyway, should we get into these headlines? She's losing it.
And the whole time, my hands are in my pockets, clutching my chapstick.
She looks insane.
Usually.
Taylor slept probably 10 hours in the past week. Don't judge her.
Wait. You think I got 10?
Maybe.
Lucky me.
Let's get into this first headline from Utah.
Yeah.
All right. So the headline is this. Ogden man arrested for printing porn at Walmart for the homies who were locked up.
No, I love this already so much.
Okay. So forewarning, I really wanted to love this man, but I do not.
Damn it.
He's not a good man. So this headline comes from an article by Adam Forgy,
I don't know.
Do you guys want to have a 4G?
It's like an orgy with just four people, but it's not a threesome. It's more than a threesome, but not quite an orgy.
Or it's like either that or it's an orgy when you have like low cell service, so you have 4G.
Oh my God.
So you like can't download all the stuff you want to get real freaky with it.
It's just like a little bit glitchy.
I love that. Just like our podcast.
Yes.
Forgive us.
All right. So Adam Forgy wrote this for KUTV. But I read a few different articles for this story. And as a reminder, you can find all our sources in our episode guide at badtrippod.com. And it's also linked in the show notes.
And it's actually linked.
Oh, yeah. I found out you can click things.
It's clickable.
I'm not 100 years old.
Not anymore.
All right. Ready for this?
I'm so ready.
In May of 2020, so not so long ago, a 32-year-old man named John Hughes, who I don't think has any relation to the director of The Breakfast Club in Home Alone.
I think it's the same man.
Well, he's dead, so.
I think it's his son.
It's his ghost.
Ooh, even better. It's his ghost.
No, we don't want to accuse him of this, because this guy went to Walmart in Ogden, Utah. I almost said Ogden, Oregon. That's not a thing.
No.
Nope.
Ogden. I mean, it might be.
It might be, but that's not where we are.
It's not.
Ogden, Utah, to print some pictures at the self-serve photo center. But these were not just any pictures. They were straight up pornography. And according to witnesses, unfortunately, the girls in the photos looked underage.
No, yeah. I've been watching SVU and that's the immediate vibe I got.
So that's where we lose him. If he was just like printing out porn by consenting adults, like good for him. Do your thing.
For real. But like, ew, dude.
Not okay. So I want to mention that the preferred term isn't really child pornography. It's images of child sexual abuse.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because pornography kind of implies, I mean,
like it's voluntary, kind of.
Kind of. It just like doesn't underscore the seriousness of it, I think. So that's why that's like the preferred term. But the reason I didn't say that was because he, from what I found, was not officially convicted with that. So whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
So Walmart employees on the loss prevention team spotted him. So I'm basically guessing they were like sitting up in their little room, looking at their little cameras, jacking off probably.
Obviously.
And they were like, oh, no, that's a boner killer.
They're like, this is where we stop jacking off and start getting other kinds of handsy.
Yeah. You know, unrelated, the one time in my life.
You stole?
I stole a broken tester of lipstick, which is disgusting.
Ew.
Especially now in COVID times.
I was going to say, you are patient zero. You started COVID.
No, I was like 16.
Mm-hmm. That's when it started.
And I stole it from Walmart and it like the lipstick had broken off. And I was like, well, they're going to throw it away. So I'll just take it. Anyway.
I'm unwell.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I wasn't printing out photos of underage girls.
I mean, yeah, you could have gotten worse than the lipstick thing.
Much worse. So the Walmart employees called the police, but by the time the cops got there, John had already left. Fortunately, they had security footage of him, and he has very distinctive tattoos. Mm. So they got a good idea of what he looked like.
It says, like, sicko on his forehead with, like, that Superman S that we learned in elementary school.
Sicko.
Sicko.
Well, 2 months later, in July of 2020, they found this sicko and arrested him. I'm not actually really sure how it went down, but apparently he was a passenger in a vehicle that fled from police. So I don't know if they were after him specifically or if he was involved in another incident and they were like, oh, we know you.
Mm, they were like, ooh, this is handy.
Yeah. And he's a little handsy.
Ooh, and he's a sicko.
A sicko. So he was also on probation. So it was not great for him either way. As the headline said, John told the police he was printing the photos for his homies who were locked up in prison.
Okay.
I was curious about his criminal history. I was like, you know, is he a known perv or was he like busted with weed or something stupid?
Right.
So I went searching and I learned more than I bargained for.
Oh, no.
It turns out back in 2009, when he was 22 years old, he was convicted of unlawful sexual activity with a minor. So he's not a good guy.
I hate that.
Yeah. And he also has less serious convictions like drug related burglary, that sort of thing, which doesn't make someone necessarily a terrible person, but the perv stuff does.
Yeah, it's gross. Like 22 is too old to even have an excuse. Like you're not 18 sleeping with like a 15-year-old, which is still not cool, but like, you know.
I mean, you're in the same age range. Like it's at least then.
Yes, exactly.
You're in high school together.
22, you could be out of like college. That's like such a different mindset.
Yeah, not okay.
Not cool.
So I have some photos of his various mugshots if you want to take a look.
I need to take a look.
And for the listeners, I don't know why I said it like that, like in a weird, like almost sexy way, but not actually sexy.
For the listeners,
this is
tonight.
Delilah.
Oh, I was just thinking of Delilah.
Delilah. But yeah, if you want to see these pictures for yourself, you can go to our Instagram at Bad Trip Pod or our episode guide, and both are linked in the show notes. So this is him.
Oh my God. Okay. John Hughes. Well, I need to start by saying he leans his head the same way in every mugshot ever.
I'm going to be honest with you. That third one, his head was leaning the other way and I flipped it horizontally to match.
I'm deleting her saying that. Just kidding. I'm not. But still, the other two are so distinct, and like his eyes and his eyebrows are in a way. It's amazing. In photo number two, are those tattoos on his head or is that hair?
Tattoos.
Fuck yeah. Okay, in photo number one, he's like kind of bald. You know, he's like just like a reg looking dude.
He kind of looks like a chubby white man in that photo.
Kind of.
I thought he was a white man at first, but he's Latino.
I was going to say, I mean, he's Latino.
You can be a white Latino, obviously. But
well, yeah. But like, I think definitely then he shaves his head and gets tattoos all over his whole fucking body.
All over his head and like, chest and everywhere.
Picture Prison Break, my gay boyfriend. I don't even remember his name right now, but he's cute anyways.
Yeah, I can picture him, but I don't know his name. But anyway, so he really just has this look. Like, honestly, his face, he's kind of looking like he's like, well, bummer. Like, oops, caught.
Like, did he not go to Williams Bay, though?
Oh, my God. 100% he went to our high school.
Yeah.
But he was only there like a third of the time.
I could specifically tell you his friends. We just named a bunch of people from our high school.
Yeah, we're just over here talking shit.
Just talking shit. I love it.
Meanwhile, we're so cool. We have a podcast.
We're awesome.
Oh, my God. Well, speaking of this guy's tattoos, fun fact, he has an insane clown posse tattoo on his dick.
What? What does that entail?
It's like the, I don't know, they have this little symbol and he has it on his dick.
Wow. On the shaft or like where?
Unclear. I just know penis.
Mm-hmm.
Just penis. He also has one on his stomach that says Juggalo Pride. So
please stop Juggalo Pride tattoos now.
Yeah, you're going to need to not do that. He's covered in tattoos. You can find a list of all his tattoos online and it's a wild ride.
No, wait, we need to like post that. That is insanity.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can take a screenshot of that.
You must. Okay. No, I kind of want to like post it out as just the episode description.
Oh, no.
Hilarious.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, this guy was charged with a third degree felony distribution of pornographic material. And then I couldn't find anything further about the trial. So I'm wondering if like COVID delayed it or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Shit. This was recent.
Yeah. So as far as I know, he's still incarcerated. So it seems like he's back chilling with his homies.
Ew. Fuck you, dude. Enjoy your time with your homies, loser. God.
Yeah.
Get a fucking life.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Napoleon Dynamite.
Shit. Oh, Napoleon Dynamite is on Hulu, just so you guys know.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to watch it.
It's wild. Okay. Yeah, that was my first story. Fuck this guy. But wild headline.
That was crazy. I almost forgot like what we were doing. I was just like raging about this dude.
he sucks.
Fuck you, John Hughes, but also not the one that did a Breakfast Club.
Yeah, even though like half his characters were fucking rapists, so he was kind of creepy too.
I mean, yeah, and it was like a pretty like racist situation. It was like all white people, and like the one Asian guy that he put in a movie,
oh, he was like a caricature. Yeah,
super fucking racist.
I mean, like, it was the 80s, but still not okay.
Not cool. All right. Speaking of the 80s. Oh, wait. That's my second headline. I mean, speaking of the 2005s, my headline number one is actually from the New York Daily News. But I swear it's from Utah. Okay.
Okay.
It's really a Utah story.
I was like, we can go off the rails once in a while, but not two episodes in a row.
No, don't worry. I'm really like reeling it back in. So the article was written by Jason Silverstein in November of 2015. And the headline is, Welcome to Zakistan. New York artist founds his own nation in Utah desert and keeps it going for a decade.
Okay.
All right. So before I tell you about the specifics of this country in Wendover, Utah, I want to tell you why it exists.
Wait, Wendover? Like bend over?
Yeah, but like W-E-N-D, over.
Mm.
Wend and snap.
wend over and find out.
Oh no.
Oh, wait, that no. sounded so creepy.
I'm really scared, you guys.
Let me take it back.
Yeah, you can't. So the reason that Zach, Z-A-Q.
Ew.
His parents chose it. It's not his fault. Zach Landsberg.
Zach Aiden Jaden Landsberg.
Okay, let's go with that. So Zach A.J. Landsberg gives his reason for founding Zachistan. What do you think?
He probably says it's Zachistan, but he's probably wrong.
But it's Zachistan.
Zachistan.
Zachistan. Okay, I like that. So he founded Zachistan in 2015. Oh, I lied. It was 2005 when he was an angry college student at NYU.
Oh my God. He's like, life is so hard. I grew up in the suburbs and no one understands me.
Okay, well, he actually was mad about real stuff because he said that he watched in horror as Hurricane Katrina ravaged New Orleans and the war on terror dragged on and on.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I agree with him.
I know. I was like, you're going to regret saying that, but also not really regret it. Just like, be like, oh, I was wrong.
Yeah, I just don't trust people named Zach with a Q. Or really any Zachs, except none of them, except Zac Efron.
Except Zach Bagans.
No, unacceptable.
Unexactable. Okay, so blah, blah. He didn't like real stuff. He said that he had lost all faith in our nation's leadership. And I was like, sound familiar, dude? Like, welcome to 2020.
Right. I feel like if you grow up and you maintain faith in the leadership, you're dumb.
Like, you started as a Republican and you will continue to be a Republican.
But the thing is, Republicans also don't have faith in leadership. They just are very misguided about it.
Yeah.
They don't have faith in only half leadership. I don't have faith in any of the leadership.
Like, I don't trust anyone, so.
So I'm smart.
So I'm smarter than you, because I hate everybody equally. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, tell me about Zachistan.
Zachistan. Zach from Zachistan began pondering the idea of escaping, which like are my words. He didn't say escape, but I'm saying escape the leadership, because fuck it. According to Zach, it kind of started as a tongue-in-cheek thing. So he'd be like, I'm 20 years old, but I could run a country better than these clowns, than these insane clown posse gigolos. How hard could it be?
Honestly, though.
But really, like, the answer is not hard at all, because this biatch went on eBay. He went on eBay and spent $610 on a 4-acre plot of land in Utah.
I love that.
Yeah, which in today's money is, no, I'm just kidding, 2005. Doesn't work.
It's like $100 more than that.
Right, it's like $680. So his country is about 50 miles from the nearest town across the Salt Lake from Salt Lake City. And like I said, and we've laughed at many times, he named it Zachistan. And he mostly uses the country. And when I say uses, this is like when the article was written in 2015. So uses isn't like now.
We don't know what he's doing now.
I don't exactly know if he goes there now, but I'm going to guess he does.
I bet he either became a rich businessman or like an anarchist.
Or like that's where he lives and he like drinks out of bones, like animal bones and stuff.
I love that for him.
I know. Thriving. 30, flirty, and thriving. So, okay, yeah. He mostly uses the country as an occasional hangout spot with his friends when he wants to trade the harshness of New York for the harshness of the desert.
He's so edgy.
So poetic.
Oh my God, dreamy.
So there aren't any conflicts, no poverty, no routine mass shootings.
No people.
No people. They had a milestone in September of 2015 where they hit their all-time high population. Zachistan hosted 13 visitors at once.
Oh my gosh.
13! Officially, the Republic of Zachistan. It actually has some legitimate parts to it. So Zachistan has its own official red and yellow flag, its own passports with an application process containing a suggested $40 fee.
I love that.
And a welcome sign greeting anyone making the trek there with the national motto, quote, something from nothing.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. Like, if I ever go to Utah, I'm absolutely going there.
Okay, look at photos. This place is dope. So the article I got was from
The New York Post, I think.
The New York Daily News, I think. Yeah. But there's like really good information on Atlas Obscura. Obviously, we love Atlas Obscura. So check that one out as well.
Speaking of Atlas Obscura, they've been giving me these targeted ads to like write a murder mystery, take a murder mystery writing class. So I think I'm going to do it. It's like 5 weeks, 1 hour a week.
What?
For like $90. Yeah. So I think I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to write a fucking, not a murder mystery book. Sorry, like a murder mystery party.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then I can, anyway, unrelated.
Oh my God. Wait, I'm obsessed with this. Send me this. I need to see this. Okay. Okay. Wow.
Okay. So this is Zoc.
Yeah. This is Zoc, his skull. And then that's the flag. The Zocistan flag.
He's like, don't Zoc on me.
Don't Zoc on I can't function. Fuck everyone. Don't Zoc on me.
No, but they legit have this like really cute sign when you enter Zocistan.
Yeah. Welcome to Zocistan.
We're going to go there and we're going to be like, oh, we love Zocistan. He'll be like, it's Zocistan. And we'll be like, no.
Shauna actually has a shirt that said Zocistan when we were growing up.
No. Not even going there.
Look at the next photo. There's two more slides. Look at that fucking lift ass gate.
No. It's like, okay, this is their border.
Yes,
it's the border of Zocistan. And there's like a little like a guard's gate, but it looks like it's made out of cardboard,
but like it's literally less elaborate than the puppet house mom and dad built us when we were like in elementary school.
Yes,
which
it's like
was dope, by the way.
It kind of looks like a toy toll booth.
Exactly. That's it's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah. So the thing that makes it so funny is not even just that it looks like it's made out of like, you know, particle board. It's that it would be so easy to drive around it.
And there's like a weird golf, like a hole in one flag in the background. I'm like, what are you marking?
Well, that's the Zocistan flag.
Oh, just out. That's probably the center of Zocistan.
Yeah, the capital.
Oh, that's the capital of Zocistan.
I wonder what the capital's called.
Zoc City, bitch. Zoc City, bitch. That's exactly what it's called. I was just about to tell you that. Yeah. That was my next note. Okay, one more photo.
What's with this robot?
I don't know. He just like had a random like robot statue. And there's like another one, I think. Not a robot. I don't know. But very odd.
Maybe it's the mascot or the mayor.
Ooh, the mayor. I think Zoc is the mayor.
Well, Zoc's probably like the president or like the king or whatever.
He's all the above. Oh, he's the beaver king of Zocistan.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy or gal or neither or neither are both stealing from Wine and Crime. I couldn't help myself. Is the vice president.
Yeah, it's a robot. It doesn't have to actually be any of those. It's just a machine.
Oh, that's true. It doesn't. Okay. It's all a construct, okay?
Yeah. It's all fake. Money's fake.
Print all right. More money.
Print more money. You don't even need it. Just like blink at someone and all of a sudden you exchanged funds.
Thaddeus, I swear to God, if you come in our emails and send us shit about Econ 101, I will cut your dick off.
Thaddeus, I was like, who's she yelling at right now? But I see what's going on.
You know, just the general Thaddeus is out there. The yeah. Thaddii, if you will.
Oh, I will. The Thaddii. I sure will. Oh,
Thaddii, my God. Eddie. That was me being Megan Thee Stallion.
You were really good at
it. I regret it. I regret it a lot.
Okay, well, let's take an ad break, and I want to hear your second wacky headline.
All right, let's do it. And we're back.
Hey again.
So this time, the story I have to tell you, I'm going to be honest, the headline is a little bit misleading, but it was too good to not include here.
I kind of like that.
Okay. Utah bomb squad disarms grandma's terror dildo.
Oh, I really wish it was that. I lied.
I mean, it's not far off.
Oh, okay.
All right. So this story comes to us from the online magazine Wonkette.
Wonkette, the wonky Wonkette.
That would be like the mascot of my stan.
Of your what?
My Shaunistan.
Oh, I was like, stan. It's obviously stan.
My bad. Yeah. So, yeah, Wonkette, wonky Wonkette. I will say so you don't get too disappointed. There's another thing, which is that I don't have photos of said dildo.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and draw it for you and we'll post that as your photo.
I love that. I think that's great.
Okay.
So one day in April of 2016, some kids were playing in the woods near the Pinnacle Nursing and Rehab Center in Price, Utah.
Wow.
Yeah. And they came across an unoccupied tent. And when I say unoccupied, I don't mean like it was abandoned. Someone was actually using it as a place to live, but they weren't in it at the time.
They just like weren't home.
Yeah. So these nosy ass kids were like, oh, a tent. Let's look through it.
Oh, little fucks.
And I think they were teens. It didn't really say, but.
God, I hate teens. I hate kids. I'm kidding. Some kids are okay, like basically two.
Yeah. Probably like two in the entire world. I think that's accurate.
Yeah. And we both know who we're talking about.
No, I actually like kids. But anyway, yeah. So they go into this tent that's someone's home and they start digging around and looking through shit because they're dumb and mean. I mean, I don't know if they're mean. They're just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
While they were doing this, they found a suspicious homemade device that looked potentially dangerous. It had wires and batteries and looked like a DIY bomb.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so freaked out, they went to the medical facility that was right there and they showed it to the staff. They were like, you're grown-ups, like, tell us what to do. And they were like, we don't know what this is.
Wait, like, they like handled it and brought it to a place?
Uh-huh.
So they were like, hey, we think this is a homemade bomb. Let's pick this up and carry it all around and bring it to a nursing home.
Yeah, correct.
Cool, cool, cool.
And then when the staff there was like, we don't know what this is, they took it to an open field and put it in the field and called the police.
I'm just, okay. This is why we know that brains don't develop until a certain time.
Seriously. I mean, if like, they're lucky it's not a bomb. Like, they wouldn't have made it very far.
It's just so dumb. I'm just like, guys, okay.
Oh, boy. Well, I mean, they took it to this field. They called the cops. And when the cops got there, they also couldn't figure out what they were dealing with. So they called in the county bomb squad. The street was blocked off for several hours. They took it really seriously. It became a whole thing. At which point the Utah County Bomb Squad determined the object was not, in fact, a bomb.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm picturing this grandma in the tent, like, getting back and cranking her radio. Like, you know, one of those, like, hurricane radios.
Yes.
She cranks it up and she's, like, looking for her dildo, listening to her stories. And then all of a sudden, breaking news. Bomb, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and she's like,
God.
Where is my dildo? And then she realizes and she goes and yells at them. She's like, you motherfuckers.
She's like, if the world is going to end, I need it to end with a bang. And my dildo is not here.
Yeah. With two kinds of bangs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry.
Double bang.
Bang, bang.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang.
I love that.
Actually, I loved that movie growing up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in so long. It's probably super racist and stuff, I bet. But
I mean, they all are.
Yeah. So I'm never going to watch it again because I don't want to taint my memory.
Don't say taint right now.
Taint. You are inviting me to just say taint over and over.
No.
All right. So we're almost at the end of this story. There is the bomb squad there. They're like, yo, okay, this is not a bomb. Fortunately, it is a, quote, homemade sex toy of the vibrating kind the tent occupant had fashioned.
Wow.
Yeah, so like you said, I really feel bad for that person who got home and was like, where the fuck's my dildo?
And who was in my house?
Right? And so it was returned, but who wants to use a sex toy that has been like manhandled by kids and cops? Not me.
Ew, that's the furthest thing I'd ever want to use. It's like covered in like grass and like fingerprint dust and I don't, you know, powder, whatever.
Ooh, no thank you.
What a freaking journey that dildo had, more than it ever thought it would get.
Yeah. And then just a quick little side note to wrap this up. Believe it or not, this was not the first vibrator that has caused a bomb square.
A bomb square.
I was going to say squad and then I said scare and then I said square.
Everyone in the bomb squad gets in a square and just like huddles around it like, huh?
It's like their square dancing ritual.
Ooh, just around the bomb before they like do anything.
Yeah.
Love it.
They're bomb really square. Scientific, but they have some spiritual beliefs woven in there as well.
Hashtag bomb square.
Hashtag bomb square. So in Sweden in 2008, a bomb squad was deployed to an apartment complex to investigate a box that was buzzing in the parking garage.
Yes.
Yeah. So it turns out, obviously, it was a vibrator that had turned on inside the box. And by the time the cops got there, the batteries had actually died and they were like, nothing's going on.
Oh, weird. Yeah.
So there have also been similar instances across the globe, including Austria, Germany, Australia, and Russia. So you guys, if you're going to mail a dildo, if you're going to like keep a vibrator, a dildo is fine, but a vibrating dildo or a vibrator, make sure you take the batteries out when you're shipping it or whatever, because you don't want that to happen. That would be embarrassing. And like if it's in your bag and you're in public and everyone evacuates for a bomb and it turns out it was your vibrator. Like, that's embarrassing. Don't do that.
I kind of want that to happen. Not to me, to someone I'm with.
I mean, it's like everyone has to evacuate the building. It's a whole ordeal.
That is funny. That is like a funny story.
Yeah, it's wild. So I hope that woman, first of all, I hope that woman no longer lives in a tent and lives at home, but
she might like her tent.
That's true. Some people like that. So. Yeah,
she might just like love the woods and she like loves to live off the grid. So she's home making vibrators and shit. She's like, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I hope she's happy and I hope she got a new sex toy.
I hope she's pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Wank, wank.
Wank, wank. She's wank, wanking.
She's literally wank, wanking. Oh my God. I love this woman. I want to be friends.
I decided her name is Myrtle.
Myrtle, if you hear this on your crank radio, call us. Be our friend. We'll send you stickers.
FadTripPod@gmail.com.
If you're interested, I will buy you a vibrator.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we'll go in on one together.
But only you, Myrtle. No one else.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone else, chill. Get your own. Yeah. Or make your own, whatever.
Yeah. DIY. All right. What is your final story?
So my second headline comes out of good old Salt Lake City, Utah.
Classic.
A classic. The article was written by, you know when you highlight a word to like look it up? Then you don't do it?
No.
Okay, well, that's how I work in my notes.
Okay.
The last name, P-S-A-R-R-A-S, probably just like Saurus, silent P.
Saurus, dinosaurus.
Okay, written by Con Dinosaurus.
Yeah, yeah.
For the Salt Lake City Tribune.
Con?
Con, C-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a con.
What a con man. By Con Man Dinosaurus. Salt Lake City Tribune in June of 1980.
Oh, we're going back in the day. I love a good throwback.
Hell yeah.
Hot Tub Time Machine era.
Dude, fucking love Hot Tub Time Machine. I cannot get enough.
I need to take my glasses off because they're fogging up right now. I'm producing so much body heat. It's insane. I'm just fogging up my own glasses. It's disgusting.
She damp.
I can't see you. So obviously I can't see the listeners, but I can't see you either right now. So I'm just going to have to go with that.
So the headline is Gentleman Bandit Fares Well in Ungentlemanly Profession.
You said the 1980s, not the 1880s?
1980.
And there's a gentlemanly bandit. Okay. I'm intrigued. I'll bite.
All right. Known to police as the Gentleman Bandit, there was a man described as polite, calm, and articulate, making quite the lucrative business out of armed robbery over the past 8 months.
Okay.
Police from four different Utah jurisdictions said he had held up at least 14 fast food restaurants between Sandy and Ogden, earning an average of $2,000 a month.
That seems like a lot of work for not a lot of payoff. Honestly, like you could, I know you can't just get a job, but like you could make more money.
I mean, no, $2,000 in.
That's like minimum wage working full time. But I guess he's not working full time. He's just robbing occasionally.
I mean, right. Like if he's robbed 14 places over the last 8 months and he gets like, because it's $6,500 in 1980. So it's, you're getting $6,000.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the time difference. Thing. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just $2,000 like now. So officers were kind of thinking that this dude's reign of polite terror was nearing an end. Salt Lake City Police Detective Don Bell said, quote, "We've developed some good leads out of the last robbery, and we might be getting closer to him.
To finding the real terror dildo.
The terror dildo. The gentlemanly terror dildo." So I think, I just love that they're like, "We're getting real close. We think we might know who it is." And I'm like, "So you guys don't know?"
Right, because if you did, you'd arrest them. But
so
I mean,
you have no clue.
I guess a lot of the time they know who it is, and they just don't have enough evidence to prove it, but...
Well, they didn't.
Okay.
The most recent holdup had happened just a few days before the article was released. The gentleman bandit robbed a Wendy's. He took $620, making it his third successful Wendy's hit.
That's not a lot of money.
Well, I know, but like also, you know, that's like $3,000 or $2,500.
Yeah.
Just like driving up to Wendy's and being like, hey.
I guess. I mean, if he's not like killing anyone, it seems like pretty easy money, I guess.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. If it's working for him, I mean, who am I to judge, I guess?
Like, I don't love it, but like, you know.
Only God can judge. Am I wrong?
Yes. It was also believed that he was responsible for robbing three branches of Taco Bell. Get that fire sauce, baby.
Oh, that would be me, but I would only steal the fire sauce.
Yeah, and the creamy jalapeno.
Yeah, which you can't just like buy anywhere, but...
So maybe we will rob a Taco Bell.
for legal reasons, this is a joke, but actually we're going to do it. So
yeah. Okay. So yeah, three Taco Bell, three D's Family Restaurants, four branches of Skipper's Fish and Chips, and an outlet of Harmon's Fried Chicken.
What was the second one?
D's
Nuts?
Yes. D's Nuts.
Okay, I thought so.
That was a beautiful situation you just had me in.
I'm going to be honest, I didn't listen to anything you said after that because I was waiting for my moment.
Okay, so four branches of Skipper's Fish and Chips,
mm-hmm.
and an outlet. I don't know why it's called an outlet. An outlet of Harmon's Fried Chicken.
It's like the outlet. It's where they send all the day old fried chicken.
Ew, it's the Outlet Mall of Fried Chicken. Yeah. I love, hate that so much.
It's like when they're a little too overcooked or when they're a little too, they're starting to get a little green.
Ooh, what's green?
I don't know. I haven't eaten meat in like 15 years. I don't know what, I don't know what happens
would ever
to it.
Be green on fried chicken?
Mold? I don't know.
One day old. I will. No, I'm not well.
One day old, one day mold.
Mm-hmm.
That's their motto.
That's your motto.
Okay.
Why do you think your glasses are fogging? It's the mold.
The mold in my body.
It's also possible that he had held up a local Radio Shack.
Oh, he's branching out.
Mm-hmm, possibly. All right, so are you ready for the best part?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's the Gentleman Bandit's MO.
Oh, okay.
Modus operandi. Is that how you say it? Operandi? I think that's what I say.
Sounds right.
Yeah, okay, there we go. So we're gonna do a little role playing, all right?
Okay.
You're a Wendy's manager. It's 1980. You're like begrudgingly getting out of your car at 7 a.m. to start opening the restaurant.
Okay. Can I have a backstory?
Sure. Do you want to make up your own?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I already have it. I have it ready to go.
Oh, let's do it.
All right. So my name is Wendy and I work at Wendy's and everyone likes to make fun of that.
You're actually a man.
My name is still Wendy and I work at Wendy's.
My name is Wendy and I work at Wendy's.
And I'm a single father. I have two kids at home. They don't like Wendy's, though. They only like day old fried chicken. So I can't even bring the extra food home from work. So I have to work extra hard to make money to buy these little bitches food because they're picky eaters. So I'm grumpy because of that.
Okay, that Wendy. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. So, you know, you're getting out of the car. You see an eager new employee waiting for you, uniform on, all spiffied up, like ready to roll, excited to meet you. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, it's 7 a.m., dude. Why are you here early?
No one should be this excited about anything ever.
Okay, amazing. So you slowly step out of the car and say good morning to the new employee.
Good morning, bitch.
Oh, my God. Expecting a chipper good morning back. You are quite dismayed when you instead get an automatic pistol drawn on you.
That doesn't sound very gentlemanly.
Well, you were being a dick.
I mean, maybe if he was like riding a horse while he did it, that would be kind of gentlemanly.
But he might have had like a hat.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
Or like a Wendy's visor.
That visor's not up to code.
You're insane. So, yeah, this dude will wear a uniform and rob the place. Like, he'll get the uniform of the place he's robbing and show up as like a new employee.
That is super smart of him. That's actually brilliant.
I know. I'm like, you're smart and you should have gotten more money than this.
Like, now you can go online and you can buy anything, any like costume or uniform you want. But back in the day, like, you had to be crafty.
You did. And you can't fake that shit. That was like fake, like polyester cloth. Plastic situation.
Oh yeah, that industrial shit that you're like, I don't understand why it costs so much when it's so bad.
Also, I work in a restaurant. If I get close to a fire, I will go up in flames.
Yeah, you'll just combust instantaneously.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
So he's there. He's in uniform. Maybe or maybe not wearing a visor.
We're gonna go with yes, just because I like to picture like a brown visor. I don't know why it's brown. Are they brown? Don't
it was
know.
the 80s. Everything was brown.
True. It was definitely brown. So he forced the manager to turn off the alarm and show him to the safe, and he looted the shit out of it and then was tying up the manager with tape.
Hey, man, don't do that.
And another employee got to work. So the gentleman, the GB, was like, fuck.
I'm sorry. Like, why is we're saying he's articulate and polite. Is he like, please, sir, I would like to tie your hands behind your back now?
Probably. Also, I'll get into a little more. So the GB taped up the other employee and forced them to lay down on the restaurant floor. And before piecing out with the cash, He politely informed his victims they could easily free themselves if they stood up and untied each other. It would take them about 5 minutes, but that's all the time he needed to escape.
Well, that, I guess that was nice of him. You're right. That is polite.
Okay, so, yeah.
I was just thinking, like, if you're the employee lying on the floor, you're like, oh my God, who closed last night? This floor is disgusting. Are you kidding me, Janet?
I'm going to kill you, Janet. The oil.
Ugh, it's sticky. It's disgusting. It's in my mouth. Unlike the fried chicken I want, covered in mold.
One day old, one day mold. Am I right?
Am I right, kids?
Detective Bell said that the GB always uses tape to bind his victims. He usually meets them as they arrive for work, but he has also used the following methods. He has gone to an open restaurant and made his way back to the manager's office, going to like where the safe was located, by asking for a job application. Because like in the 80s, they would just like, okay, like, let me bring you back to the manager. And you're sitting back there.
Oh, yeah, they did that when I was applying for jobs, like, in high school.
Yeah, when I worked at Zaxby's, that's kind of how it went. So he would go back there and then be back there already with the safe. And he'd be like, yo, give me that money. Or he would pose as a health department inspector and ask to be allowed inside a restaurant that was still opening up in the morning.
Mm.
So he kind of would like either hit it in the morning when they were opening or do a kind of sneak plan during the day.
Okay. I've never worked in a restaurant. Is it normal that health inspectors just randomly stop by?
No.
Okay. But maybe people wouldn't know that. Like, why are you going to be like, no, you're lying?
Right. Also, I don't know how they did it in the 80s. Like, were there really health codes? I don't know. Well, they probably just like walked in and would be like, give me a sandwich. And then they'd eat it. And if there weren't bugs, they'd be like, hey.
Yeah. Even if there were bugs, they'd be like, give me 20 bucks. Okay, bye.
Hey.
Give me some Coke because it's the 80s.
I need to like interrupt my own story and tell everyone about, remember the Mexican restaurant I worked at in college?
Yes.
So we had, I was a host at the time, and we had a health inspector come, and like, you have a heads up when they're coming. I mean, I'm sure they do stop by unexpectedly, like in some situations, but nowhere I've worked. So they came by and basically we got like a C or a D. It was like, you have 14 days to clean all this shit up. Like, we'll be back and then we'll reevaluate you. But it's like a law that they put the sign with your grade on the door, and you have to keep that sign on the front doors while you're open in between those days so people know.
Yeah. I've seen it on like drive-thrus before too.
Okay. Yeah. So it's illegal to cover up. And I show up to work the day after it happened, and it's fucking completely covered with like flyers just on that one section of the glass doors.
Oh my God, shady.
So obvious. It was so fucking obvious. It was hilarious.
I'm also like, you knew they were coming in the first place. You couldn't have cleaned up ahead of time. Like,
I know.
What are you doing?
It was like, there was literally like dripping water into buckets under sinks and like, you know, people weren't really wearing gloves.
See, that's what I'm like when you, I've never actually watched the show Undercover Boss, but I've watched a lot of clips on YouTube. So
I love it.
I don't know why I said Undercover Boss. It's not what I meant. I meant restaurant fucking Gordon Ramsay disasters.
Oh, I've never watched that.
Like
no.
Restaurant Nightmares, whatever it's called.
Oh, it's called Gordon Ramsay's Hair is a Nightmare.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, not Gordon Ramsay. I'm thinking of Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives.
Oh, well.
Guy Fieri.
Now I can't tell anyone apart, but it's that one where he goes to restaurants that are failing and like tries to help save them, and they're all disgusting and like everyone's like beating each other up in the back room and stuff. Yeah, well, I'm always like, how there will be grime so thick that I'm like, how have they not been closed down already? And then also, people will literally be in the kitchen without gloves or like, you know, not washing their hands, and I'm like, you know, you're on TV. Like, no one's being sneaky, and you're if you do this when the cameras are here, like, what are you doing when they're not?
That's what fucks me up. It's like when I see someone in COVID, like in a public bathroom. Okay, when we were vacationing and I was at like a rest stop and this woman walked out and didn't wash her hands. And I'm like, one, it's gross anyways. You're gross. Two, it's COVID. Like, wash your fucking hands, you sick old lady. And I mean, she wasn't old. I'm saying old. She was not. She was probably like in her 50s.
That is truly disgusting. I'm like, I was going to say, oh, maybe she, because obviously everyone has hand sanitizer now. Maybe she's just going to use that so she doesn't touch the like handle on the sink. But I'm like, she touched the bathroom handle. So.
And the door. And like when we were driving away, I opened my window and I looked at her and I said, wash your hands. And she just stared at me like I was the biggest bitch in the world. And I was like, no, you're the wrong one.
Yeah. You're spreading a pandini.
You're spreading the pandini.
That's not a thing. I would say panini, but I can't talk apparently right now.
So. Well, when you can't see, you can't speak.
That's true. It really hinders my senses.
Okay, so we're almost there. The GB usually looks for about $2,000. The robbery investigator said, if he only gets, say, $200, he might turn around and hit again the next day.
At the same place?
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's bold.
And he said, it's like he's got a quota, which I just kind of love. So he doesn't wear a mask, but frequently alters his appearance. He'll grow some facial hair out and rob a place and then shave right before he robs the next place. Or he'll have curly hair or straight hair. And they didn't really know whether it was his real hair or wigs, but they knew it changed.
That's honestly smart. Like, I can barely recognize someone. I can't recognize people when I met them 2 seconds ago and they look exactly the same. So
exactly. He was described by most victims as about 5'10", with a stocky build, a dark complexion, and weighing about 180 pounds. And I wish I could say that was the end of the GB, but alas. Before I break your heart, I'm going to have you look at a photo.
Okay.
I just really want you to see the cute, and by cute, I mean the weird clip art I found. That's my way of saying gentleman bandit.
What makes it? That's the gentleman.
Yes.
And that's the bandit. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, I was just looking at this at first, but I see. This kind of looks like a Ninja Turtle.
Kind of, but also a bandit.
Yes. The Hamburglar of sorts.
Zakistan and the Bandit.
My favorite band. My favorite Bond.
Oh my God, my favorite Bond. I'm obsessed. Okay, so anyways, we laughed.
So there's no pictures of the bandit.
No, I can't find one anywhere. I actually need you to look for me. That's what I was trying to find yesterday.
Oh, okay. But you do know his name.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the part. The articles that I read were all like, he's so nice. He blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh my God, this guy like ended up just being like a weird, like, you know, it's not great, but no one was harmed. Like, people might have had a little PTSD, like, not cool, but, you know.
Sorry. Yeah, but he didn't, like, actually physically harm anyone.
Right, until I was searching for if they ever found out his identity, and I learned a thing.
Oh, no. Is he a sexual predator?
No, but he's just as big a piece of shit. So it turns out his name is Thomas Scott Reed, and he was a super piece of garbage. He ended up murdering his coworker, Jacqueline Barnes, when he robbed her. He went to prison in 1989, and he sucks, and he doesn't deserve any more of our time, the end.
The fact that, not that he should have killed a stranger, but the fact that he was so polite and kind to all those strangers, I mean, relatively.
Right, and then he murdered his coworker.
Right, sick.
And it was like, he hit her over the head with something. It was like a blunt object situation, not like a, oh my, not like it makes a difference, but like, oh my God, I got startled and shot her, you know, like, it's like, you fucking intent, like hard.
Oof. Even if you didn't mean to kill her, you meant to really fuck her up.
Exactly. So fuck you and bye.
Real quick, do you know how they caught him or no?
I do not.
Doesn't matter. He's not even worth it.
But I'm going to go with he left his Wendy's visor behind with a single strand of hair.
Oh my gosh.
Man, okay, so those are wacky Utah headlines.
Utah. I mean, I feel like everything we talked about in Utah was wacky.
It was. And you know what's crazy? We didn't have Mormons in this episode.
Oh, yeah, it was our first Mormonless Utah episode.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, so sorry to disappoint if you were here for the Mormon content, but
I know you guys haven't had enough Mormon content, but, you know. Oh, my God, I meant to tell you, I saw, like, this meme of Mitt Romney the other day, and I saw his fucking temple garments under his top.
Yeah, I told ya.
Wow, it was so wild.
It's like you didn't know, and now you can't unsee it.
I know, and I'm still like, doof.
Nope.
Okay, so we're going to Nevada next week.
Yeah, we are, and it's not Nevada.
It's Nevada.
Nevada. But really, Nevada. I used to think it was Nevada.
I think I did too. There were a couple states that I was kind of iffy on.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, I know how to say it, still don't know where you are.
Yeah, but we're getting there.
Yeah, I can look at a map.
So yeah, we'll be back. I'll tell you some background and interesting facts about Nevada, and then Taylor will tell us a story. True crime, spooky, who knows? We'll find out next week.
Yeah, who knows? We'll find out next week. All right, so cool. Utah's fun. Check out our photos at badtrippod.com and our episode guide or on our Instagram at badtrippod.
Yeah, you can also email us if you have any story ideas or you just want to say hi.
And stickers. We still have stickers, 2x2 vinyl Bad Trip logo stickers. with rounded corners.
Yes.
OMG, you can get those. You can request them at
bit.ly/badtrip01.
I can never remember.
Yeah, so also if you did request stickers and haven't received them yet, don't worry, we're on it. They're on their way. We haven't forgotten about you. And by they're on their way, I mean we'll do it this weekend.
We'll do it for sure. For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure.
All right, well, Taylor's malfunctioning, so that's going to be...
Oh, did you say I'm having a malfunction?
You know I fucking hate when you do that.
You literally invited it into your life.
I'm going to yawn at you.
There's so many... I'm used to it. There's so many words you could have used that are not malfunction, yet you were like, I miss the malfunction.
Okay. Well, thank you all for tuning in, and we love you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week!
Or if my glasses are not foggy, I'll see you next week.
Shauna will see you through a fog next week on this bad trip!
Hong Kong.